to the job market in this country now, which is booming to the tune of 531,000 new jobs last month. That's according to the Labor Department today. The unemployment rate fell to 4.6%. And wages are up by 4.9% over last year, so all good, right? Well, the question is whether our wages are keeping up with prices. We've all been in the grocery store, in the gas pump, and been socked in the wallet. Inflation seems real. And this is when we bring in Scott Horsley, NPR's chief economic correspondent. And Scott, big job growth last month. What sectors are seeing the biggest gains?
Well, one of the big gains was in the bars and restaurants. They've been sort of the barometer throughout the pandemic in good times and bad. And October was a pretty good time for bars and restaurants. They added 119,000 workers. You know, as the health outlook has improved, people feel more comfortable dining out. Factories also added 60,000 jobs last month, and that includes almost 28,000 in auto plants, which is encouraging. Of course, those plants have been really hampered in recent months by the shortage of computer chips, so they may be getting a little bit back on their feet.
Yeah.
Of course, the computer chips are the marquee supply chain bottleneck, but there are lots of others, and we've been talking about overflowing warehouses, and warehouses added 54,000 jobs in October to try to get ahead of that.
So more jobs and wages are going up, but how far are paychecks going, right? We're seeing some pretty hefty inflation, 5.4% according to the Labor Department, and that's tied with a 13-year high. What's going on the inflation front?
Yeah, inflation is high, and wages are also rising. Employers are having to compete for scarce workers. As you mentioned, average wages were up 4.9% in October compared to a year ago. For low-wage industries like leisure and hospitality, wages are up even more. They're up more than 12% over the last year. So for those workers, they really are seeing an improvement in their living standards. But for the average household, wage gains are not keeping pace with inflation, and so people are seeing their buying power eroded by these rising prices.
Well, for us buyers, the consumers, where in the economy are we really seeing prices going up? In rent, at the gas station, at the supermarket, where?
Yeah, gasoline prices have really taken off. I was just looking at the AAA fuel gauge. The average price of unleaded regular across the country is now $3.42 a gallon. That's up from just $2.11 a gallon a year ago. Now,
wow.
A year ago, gasoline prices were artificially low. You know, that was pretty early in the pandemic, and gas prices were definitely depressed. But certainly, $3.42 is high by any standard. We're also seeing higher heating bills. This winter, that's both a result of higher fuel prices, whether it's electric or oil heat or natural gas or even propane, but also forecasters think it's going to be a somewhat colder winter this year, so people are going to have higher heating bills. A lot of the inflationary forces in the past have been sort of pandemic specific. For example, because of the computer chip shortage that's affecting production of new cars, we've seen rising prices for used cars. But as the months have gone by, it's not just those sort of pandemic-specific items. We're kind of seeing widespread price pressures. So far, the inflation watchdogs at the Federal Reserve don't think we're looking at a kind of worrisome wage price spiral, which is what triggered runaway inflation back in the 1970s, where wages ratchet up and then prices go up and then wages have to rise to keep up with that. But that is something they're certainly keeping an eye on.
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of the Federal Reserve and the Biden administration, and they're both suggesting inflation may ease in 2022 when the supply chain issues ease, as you're describing. But for those of us who are shopping, you know, is there a potential disconnect here between the economists in Washington and those of us on Main Street?
Certainly, and that's not terribly unusual, although these levels of price hikes are unusual, at least in recent history. But I think shoppers always notice when prices go up. Certainly, you notice when the price goes up at the gas pump, and maybe you weren't as aware of it when the price was $2.11 last year because you weren't driving anywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is kind of an emotional impact. But no question, these are real. The Fed and the administration are convinced it's going to ease
all
up
right
next year.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks for the time.
You're very welcome.